Gord Bamford, thank you very much for joining us. First of all, I guess, what did we catch you in the middle of right now?
Well, you know, we just got back from we had a show down in Mexico. We had a trip down there, so just got back home and kind of, you know, coming out of the sun into the cold. So catch a bit of a cold myself. So just catching up on some emails and some calls here. So
my sincere apologies that the cold weather is now upon us.
That's all right.
Gord, how goes the hashtag Redneck Tour?
Well, so far we've had one show on it, so we just kicked it off. But it's great. You know, there's a bunch of great artists out on the tour, and we're all looking forward to the rest of the tour. So the first show was in Kamloops and went off great, and you know, we're just getting ready to head back on the road here in about 10 days. So,
how much fun is this, especially since you're coming home to Alberta?
Yeah, no, it's great. You know, it took most of the year off last year, so to get back out on the road and play is what we love to do. So it's nice to, you know, get right across Canada, but starting in the West is great. And actually, we're gonna end back out in the West in the fall as well. So it's always nice to be out here.
How key is it, and how great is it to have some of the artists? You've got 8 acts in total on this tour. You got Jess Moskaluk, you got JoJo Mason and friends. How good is it to have them as part of your tour?
You know, it's great, and it's great for all the artists. You know that, you know, the way the show flows is pretty really unique, and you know, everybody gets, you know, everybody's on stage, you know, throughout the night, and then I'm back on stage together, and it's really great. You know, it's a great showcase of, you know, our Canadian talent we have here in Canada, and there's some great artists that are obviously, you know, doing very well, and some that are just up and coming, like Andrew Hyatt and Corey Marks and Eric Etheridge. They're out there with us as well. And then, you know, a band called Ghost Boy, who kicks the show off. And then a really good friend of mine from back in the past, that Dwayne Steele's out with us. So he's a Peace Country guy too. So, you know, he's been great and having fun and been a good friend of mine for years. So we got lots of moving parts out there, but the first show was awesome. We're looking forward to many more.
Gord, the tour stops in Peace River on Sunday, March the 22nd. What kind of a show are the fans looking forward to when you guys hit the stage?
Yeah, we're mainly playing arenas, so we're really gonna have to break down for the theater there. But you know, it's just a night of, like I said, celebrating Canadian country music, and you know, it's really like a packed in one day type music festival with all these artists and nonstop entertainment, so it should be a good time there.
A lot of inspirations and a lot of unfortunate events have happened over the last little while, especially here in Canada. What kind of inspirations do you draw from, and how does it inspire you to take the stage every night, knowing that, hey, we're Canada strong here?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, I think the artists, you know, have proven themselves over the years, and they're, you know, they're getting better and better every day. And I think that our music is as strong as anybody, you know. So the support from the fans is important, you know, that they come out and support the Canadian country music scene or music scene. And, you know, we're giving back to, you know, our country by, you know, going as many places as we can on this tour. You know, we're not just focusing on major markets, but we're going to secondary markets, we're going to small towns, we're going to little villages. You know, it's trying to take the music to everybody.
How much is everybody looking forward to the Peace River show in March, or for that matter, the tour in general? You got one show under your belt, but many more are coming.
Yeah, everybody's really excited about it, and like I said, there's lots of moving parts, but you know, Peace River was a nice little add-on for us. You know, I don't believe it. I haven't played there in many years, so it's going to be great to be in there. I know it's a Sunday night, but it should be a lot of fun.
Gord Bamford, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you betcha. Thanks a lot.